God's word from Luke 17, verse number 20. It says, now when he was asked by the Pharisees, he being Jesus, when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God does not come with observation, nor will they say, see here or see there, for indeed the kingdom of God is within you. Father, we bless you, honor you, thank you. What a great day in your house and in your presence. But you're not done with us. You've still got work, Holy Spirit, to do down deep in the depths of all of our lives. I can't do anything without you. I'm dependent on you for anointing. So take control of my thoughts. Use my voice. Help me to reveal the truth you've given me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Calvary, to win in life, it must begin within. It must begin from within. Because Jesus said his kingdom is where? Within us. It does not come with observable signs to the general public. Let me give an example, Luke. I'll reread this from the New Living Translation. The kingdom of God can't be detected by visible signs. You won't be able to say, here it is, or it's over there. For the kingdom of God is already among you. The culture will not see Jesus' kingdom like one views the White House and see a building or see a palace. There's something of that nature that's been constructed by human hands. It's not a physical structure. You will see the results of the kingdom. You will see changed lives. I see results of his kingdom within, demonstrated without. Now, I am not a man of faith because I pray or read the Bible. I am a man of faith because I see what God says. The Holy Spirit illuminates truth that we read and that we hear and we see it. And you don't doubt God again in that area once he's revealed that truth to you. Because you can just keep reading the Bible and not get revelation unless the Holy Spirit helps you understand it. Amen? It's like worship. We can sing words, but until we sing with love in our heart for the Lord, that becomes worship. Same thing with reading God's word. It gets revealed to us. All of a sudden, I see it. So we must position our thoughts to look at life through kingdom values. Some Christians seem to be doing okay, and then some Christians aren't doing okay. Saved, but not followers. Jesus gives us principles as disciples that work for everyone. The kingdom works for everyone. That's the great message of Christianity. Black, white, male, female, no matter to God, his kingdom works for everyone. And we must embrace kingdom principles because we don't have to be a certain gender or color. Jesus' kingdom works for all of us. We are called to overcome, all of us, to be triumphant, all of us. So don't position yourself with a mindset to fail because that's not biblical. You are of his kingdom. And if the kingdom of God is within us, we must do introspection within. Means we need to do some self-examination. Observation, here's what Jesus is talking about in that passage, to observe by watching, okay? By looking. So we have to look deeper than the surface to observe the manifestation of his kingdom in our lives. And look inwardly, right? To love. And if what's pouring out of people who claim to be Christians is the hate-filled vitriol I just talked about, that's not kingdom principle. That's the opposite, right? There should be the love of the Lord flowing out of us. So we look deeper than the surface for the manifestation of his kingdom coming out of our hearts. To be blessed might cause you to be envied by others, because when you're walking with the Lord, and it bothers some people because they're not walking like they should. Listen, you're going to encounter some people, even in the church, they're going to kind of look at you like, What's wrong with you, right? Or envy you because you're walking in that footsteps of the master. With Jesus as master of the house, something has been decreed and declared in your life. So we then can announce what is happening inwardly, outwardly. So whatever's going on in here can now be manifested out here. Because sometimes we get this in reverse in places in our Christianity. We think it all starts out here and then works its way inwardly. No, it starts in and it works its way out. People applaud, they shout, they say amen. Why? Because sometimes I'll say something as I speak that's already happened on the inside of their hearts. And all of a sudden it connects because it's already there in the kingdom working in their heart. And they hear the word of truth come alive and there's a connection. Now, when in my position as lead pastor, I speak God's truth to you, it should awaken a truth already planted inside of your heart. It should connect. Some may have heard something from God inwardly. I may speak it as you heard it. And people will say after a service, man, how did you know I had that need in my life? I didn't know you had that need in your life. He knew you had that need in your life, right? I know I can deliver truth God wants his church to hear. So it's like my iPhone and my iPad. They're synchronized. So when I make changes on my iPhone, simultaneously changes begin to happen on my iPad. And I don't touch any keys on my iPad, but it's responding to the changes I'm making on my iPhone. The kingdom of God is just kind of like that. We can type over here, and it's manifesting over here. It's working because it's in sync. And people are clamoring. I want to see it. I want more. I'm hungry. You will see it, but you won't know how it came to pass because there's synchronization going on between the Holy Spirit and God's word and the kingdom that's at work within you. So if I type it, it begins to manifest in your life. And if you've been programming kingdom principles in your heart, and I deliver something that God's given me to say to you, all of a sudden, there's synchronization between what God is helping us to hear and what he's already planted inside of us. When I first observed the syncing process between my iPhone and my iPad, what I do on one happens on the other. Have you ever noticed that? Have you ever observed that? They are synchronized. And it's like, who's writing on my iPad, right? I am. We must be synchronized with kingdom principles. People sync themselves with the world's value system. They sync themselves with their favorite TV shows. They get in sync with their favorite sports. Calvary, let's sync ourselves with the kingdom of God. Are you listening? That's why Paul wrote, I appeal to you, brethren, and beg of you in view of all the mercies of God to make a decisive dedication of your bodies, presenting all of your members and faculties as living sacrifice, holy, devoted, consecrated, and well-pleasing to God, which is your reasonable, rational, intelligent service and spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external, superficial customs, but be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and its new attitudes, so that you may prove for yourselves what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in his sight for you, so you are in sync with him and your heart where the kingdom should be developing. Amen? And all of a sudden you begin to realize I'm in sync. If you synchronize yourself with the kingdom of God, great things begin to happen. You don't know how they happen. So what you do, what you have to do, you have a spirit of victory busting loose inside of you because what you're hearing internally and what you're hearing externally starts syncing up. And all of a sudden, you want to jump out of your seat. I mean, you're like, whoa, that's the Holy Spirit because his kingdom manifested. His kingdom in you now manifested in sync with the kingdom of God that he's downloading into your spirit and heart. You know it couldn't have been you, but you know that God can do anything but fail. Amen? Everything outside of you is saying no in the culture. But inside, his kingdom is saying yes. And now your yes and manifestation come face to face. So you rejoice because it's already done. It's already taken care of. And you're not worried about what others say or what others think, because you've long ago let go of all of that intimidation by peer pressure. You are rejoicing because from the inside, his kingdom is manifesting and is in your hands. Tell your neighbor, it's on its way. Amen? It's on its way. Praise the Lord. Say it again. It's on its way. And some will say, what you're trusting God for is foolishness until you receive your manifestation. They will say, what you're dreaming about is foolishness until it manifests. Some may think you're crazy, not after the kingdom manifests and God shows himself strong on your behalf. The kingdom of God within will create the following. Your interior will create the exterior. It's what you see inside that affects what you see outside. If you can't see it inside, you'll not manifest it outside. The visual of God's dream inside of you. Listen, you design by blueprint what you see inside. You have to see it internally before you can put it on paper. So the devil fights what we see on the inside, because he knows if we see it long enough, we're going to have a manifestation of it on the outside. That's why you have to go to war over what you see. Because the kingdom of God is trying to manifest victory in us. When the kingdom of God begins to manifest inwardly, there are going to be some outcroppings of that. Now, I can't give you all inclusive of what that looks like, but I'm going to give you two or three places where you're going to see the manifestation of the kingdom. The following things start to happen. Number one, the kingdom of God in you will establish order. It will establish order. God's a God of order. Look at the universe. Look how God is arranging the sun and the moon and the stars. And tomorrow, when you get to see how God's arranged that in perfect timing to send messages to the world, to the people he loves. Listen, God is a God of order. I'm Pentecostal, but I am an orderly pastor. I've been witness to what are manifestations of the flesh throughout my upbringing and life. Something genuine that has begun in the spirit and then deteriorated to emotion and just flesh. And that has always, historically, in every major revival and great awakening, that's always damaged revival and the awakening over time. Because once the flesh starts getting in, then everything begins to dissipate. Because listen, the Holy Spirit and flesh do not find compatibility. So I observe, I discern what is spirit and what is flesh and what is ego and what is humility and what is submission to God's will. So why am I orderly outside? Is because I am orderly inside. Why? I am under control and under the discipline of the Holy Spirit. Understand order. See, intellect is very important. Yes, it's a part of who we are. Emotion is important. It's also a part of who we are. But your spirit is the authority over your entire being. We are spirit, we are soul, and we are body. Hear me now. Listen, my body will not run this house. My soul and its broken emotions, broken thinking, will not run this house. Not thinking about, you know, all the soulless things that I want to do later or tomorrow or during the week. No, none of that, because all of that just dilutes me and takes me somewhere else. When my spirit is being fed and out of it comes kingdom principles above all other considerations, Then I'm under the control of God's word and the Spirit of the Lord. When my spirit remains submitted to God, it rules over all other options. And when my spirit is in sync with God's spirit, my mind starts to heal and my soul starts to heal. People have been traumatized from things happening to them over a period of time, some from childhood, some in their adult life. We need our minds to heal. We need our souls to heal and to rest. Some people are not tired because they work construction all day. They're tired because their mind never shuts off. We need our mind to rest and to be saturated in the presence of the Lord. Our minds rest when our spirit creates an umbrella and our minds are not in the storm all around us and the emotions and everything that goes with all of that, because we are totally at rest and comforted in the Lord. Are you listening? When the kingdom of God manifests on the inside, all of a sudden your mind learns to rest. Your soul begins to heal because you have order there. And it all has to come into alignment. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. I don't want to lie down. My soul doesn't want to lie down. My soul wants to keep doing all kinds. He's going to make me to lie down. Order will occur. And there will be organization. Things will be in proper place. You have to have organization to go where God is taking you. Because your thoughts cannot be everywhere and going to where God wants you to go. The challenge is to focus. That's called order. I was looking at this article I received the other day, and it says, there's a concept called the Pareto Principle. Anybody familiar with that, the Pareto Principle? You've heard of it. It states that 80% of our results come from the top 20% of our priorities. Yeah, some of you have heard of that? 80% of our results come from the top 20% of our priorities. So it matters, and here's why. There's never enough time to do everything. And every day there's more to do. Not less, more. And there's always enough time to do the most important things. It's how we order our time. We have control of it. Everybody has the same amount of it. We make choices related to it. Okay, for those that aren't really great with math, let me break it down for you. 80% of the food at a picnic is consumed by 20% of the people. Don't look around. You know who they are. Okay? Yep. 80% of the questions are answered by 20% of the students. 80% of the clothes in your closet are worn 20% of the time. Of the project is done by 20% of the team members. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Okay. Yep. And here's what you learn when you learn to refocus your life. You're doing too many things, and some of them are the wrong things because they're out of priority and out of focus. We need to learn to work smarter, not harder, in order to get where God wants us to be. So to develop your inner leadership, listen, you have to evaluate priorities.
Amen.
Okay? Things have to be in place. So again, let me repeat it. You have to have organization to go where God is taking you. The challenge is to focus. Now, with all the stuff I deal with day to day, it's a challenge to focus on my number one call. It is, because there's always more to address. I'm being refreshed because when I learn to come under authority, then my spirit is ruling as it submits to the kingdom of God's principles. And then sometimes there's a moment when I just have to sit down and rest the physical and the soul man and let the physical and the soul come under refreshing, order, organization. You don't overheat when you're organized. When I'm at home with Donna, I am Michael. I don't preach to Donna. I don't have a pulpit at home. I don't have a microphone at home, okay? Right? Well, she preaches once in a while, but I don't. She's a good preacher. You ought to hear her. She's really good. I've been trying to get her behind this pulpit for a while. Organized, balance. It has to happen in ministry. Order, organization, so you know who you're supposed to be and in the right places doing the things God's ordained for you. My grandchildren don't want to hear me preach at home. All they want to know is love me, cuddle me, I am Papa with them. That's it, right? Order, and you learn the balance of that order. Number two, when the kingdom rules in you, you'll become peaceful. You'll become peaceful and joyful, right? These are the results when the kingdom is manifesting inwardly in here. It's the fruit of the kingdom that's being born in your life. That's peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. At all that sad saint stuff is over. It needs to be behind you. There are too many sad saints. It's poor advertisement for the kingdom of God. We come to church, we realize we are the church carrying the kingdom of God. Amen. Collectively, we gather, it's the kingdom of God. Wherever we are, it's the kingdom. We should be the most at peace people in the world and the most joy-filled people on the planet. It doesn't mean you're exempt from the circumstances everybody else is exposed to. It doesn't exempt us from that because he said he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. We're just as vulnerable to whatever's going on. But listen, we don't all respond the same way. The more the kingdom is manifesting within us, more peace is manifesting and growing out of that as a fruit of the kingdom in us. People will not understand the joy that you manifest. They kind of look at you like, are you all there? Is everything right? They wonder, why are you happy? We are happy from the inside out. We've learned to stop reaching outside for joy and happiness and peace. It's within you. And if the kingdom of God rules within, peace flows out of you. It surpasses all understanding. Why are you trying to get your joy from someone else or somewhere else? Make me happy. No, I can't make you happy. I can't. Your happiness comes from within. It doesn't matter how many services you attend, how much money you make, until you realize that peace and joy manifest from the inside. Listen, you'll just sit there all of your life waiting for somebody to come along to make you feel good. What you have to do is stir the peace that's inside of you and allow the Holy Spirit to continue to bless that, grow that, nurture that. Whenever I need joy, I don't have to wait for a Sunday or a Wednesday service. I can release joy from the inside. It doesn't matter the size of the bank account. All we need is the opportunity to connect between the presence of the Spirit of God and the word he's placed down in, the kingdom inside, and I reach into that and pull up what God has already placed within us. There is a consistent supply of peace and joy within all of us being replenished, at least it should be, on a day-to-day basis. It's kingdom. Paul said, I think myself happy. And if you can think yourself sad, you can think yourself happy. So as I came over here tonight, I thought myself happy. Because as a man thinks, so is he. To get a chance to spend time with the saints in the presence of the Holy Spirit, I'm excited about that. I love that. And someone who thought coming over here tonight, well, Pastor will have a word for my spirit tonight. No matter the weather, no matter the traffic, no matter the circumstance, no matter who's on TV, a word from the Lord is what mattered to you the most. And if you were low, you're rising up. If you'll just take the word and be in his house and worship, something will change within your spirit. Well, I don't have much money. It's all right. I'm waiting for healing. It's all right. All of it's on its way. I'm attracting it because the kingdom of God within me, right? So I attract the favor of the Lord because it's where he's enthroned in his kingdom in my life. So tell your neighbor, I'm attractive tonight. And the kingdom of God within you will attract somebody. It'll attract family, people who need Jesus, friends, co-workers, people you rub shoulders with. The kingdom of God will attract someone in addition to the Lord himself. You'll be the first one to speak about the goodness of Jesus Christ and what he's been doing for you. And there's a holy boldness that comes up out of that kingdom inside of you. And you're unashamed to begin to share, this is what the Lord has been doing. And when you're on your day-to-day journey, life is happening every single day. You see a depressed person here. You see a passionate person over there. Which are you attracted to? Who are you going to be? The kingdom of God is all about what is on the inside of you. Number three, clarity and power will manifest when the kingdom of God is operating in your spirit. Clarity and power will manifest when the kingdom of God is operating in your spirit. There's no way to have clarity without having power. Precision. No more wasted energy when you have clarity. Therefore, you can obtain great levels of power according to the power that works in you. I have clarity. I know where I'm supposed to be tonight. No mistake. Nothing difficult about this. I knew what I was driving here to do. I have clarity. I knew who I would be preaching to tonight. And there's a word for you in this tonight, in this service. And while preaching, I can tailor the power to whom I am preaching. Listen to me. I can preach this message to many different churches at different times. But tonight, this is for Calvary Christian Center. That's why there's always a slight difference in what I preach in the first service between it and the second service in the mornings. Because it's tailor-made and it's adjusted, tailored for the need of those in the audience. The kingdom of God is tailored for the season his people are facing. So it's not second-handed, nor is it a leftover. That's fresh. God knew exactly who would be here and what you would need. And we used up yesterday's anointing yesterday. We need fresh anointing today. Amen. This is a brand new day in the kingdom of God. So there is fresh power. There is fresh revelation. And this will lift you up above your yesterday. And God will send fresh manna every day until the sixth day. Daily, God sent fresh manna. And he said, I want you to rest from your work on the Sabbath. And on that day, I will send you 2 days worth of manna. I'm claiming that. Amen? Yeah. I want refreshing. I want supply that goes beyond the norm. Amen? God has the ability to provide daily bread, daily manna. He'll provide what you need today. And God always has something fresh to say. When you open his word, when you go before the Holy Spirit, you can always rely on this. God always has something fresh to say to us. Amen? His resources of wisdom are inexhaustible. The revelation of who he is and his character and his might and his power, they are inexhaustible. There is clarity, there is power, there's fresh charging that comes. It's difficult to be powerless when you have clarity related to the kingdom of God. Now, I'm trying to do this quietly tonight, but no way. I want to just come and teach this to you, but here comes a little bit of an adjustment. When you discover Jesus' kingdom principles, you realize it's all right to speak boldly. And in our culture, it's time for the church to speak boldly. Many are intimidated. Many are intimidated to speak up in our culture. because they don't understand kingdom principles. So they have very little clarity and consequently very little power. Unless a person is born again, anew from above, he cannot ever see, know, be acquainted with, and experience the kingdom of God. And once you see the kingdom, it's all right to take authority, to be bold. Listen, to stand as God called you to be. All too many in the church have an identity crisis because they have not seen the kingdom of God. Calvary, take your liberty by becoming part of the kingdom of God. There is clarity and there is power. When the kingdom of God manifests inwardly, you see, and there is no identity crisis. You know who He is and you know who you are. There is clarity as to what you were born for, and favor follows you because God knows where you live and where His kingdom resides. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Be all God designed you to be in His kingdom perspective. Learn to pray what Jabez did when he called on the God of Israel and he said, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed." See, he was bold. There was kingdom authority here. He was not in any way shy about this. "That you would bless me indeed, enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain." So God granted him what he requested. Be all God designed you to be in His kingdom perspective. Someone is being liberated because all of a sudden you're getting to see that beyond the culture, God has planted His kingdom in you. God knew you before He created the kingdom. He designed a role for you to play in His kingdom. So take a long drink of His presence and clarify who you are in His kingdom. And because of that, something is happening in here. Because His kingdom is within us. His kingdom is near you tonight. And whenever the kingdom is near, what you were feeling, there's that emotions out of the old soul again, the negatives, you don't feel any longer. It begins to be dissipated. Pain has to leave that's associated with your old emotions when the kingdom comes near. All of a sudden, stuff begins to shift and change. You were struggling at work, but now you have a smile. And you can't think of the negative stuff that's occurred. Because Jesus' kingdom mitigates the negatives. Now watch this at work in the heart of Joseph in Genesis. Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh. "For God has made me forget." Four decades of pain and suffering that most of us probably would not have done well enduring. 4 decades of betrayal, all of his blood, sold as a slave. Then again as a slave. Betrayed by the butler. Stuck in a prison for 13 years. Let me read it to you again. He named his son firstborn. "God has made me." That's kingdom, man. If you ever saw a kingdom, you just saw it right there. Kingdom. It mitigates the pain. It overrides the emotional soul damage that's been done to all of us. It hasn't been that long ago, and for some, the negatives have happened over a period of years, as it was with Joseph. But here in his presence, the kingdom is so close. You're feeling better. You're forgetting what happened to you. You start thinking of who you can be a blessing to instead of crying all over your hurts and your pains. Tell your neighbor, I'm here to bless you. I'm here to bless you. Right? Listen to me. There is no way the kingdom of God can be within you and you not be a blessing to others. There is no way the kingdom of God can be in you and not be a blessing to others. No matter where God has us, we're designed to bless. It's a kingdom principle. I don't know how anybody can withhold blessing and claim you are in his kingdom. And it doesn't matter the environment. His kingdom within you will express itself. And you love and you live and you lead like he does. So be who you are in his kingdom and watch for the breakout and the breakthrough and the walls coming down. His kingdom within you promises that in spite of tests and setbacks and knockdowns, no matter, we're destined to win. We have this treasure, the kingdom, in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Thanks be to God, who always leads us to triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. You know, when my wife has moved from one room to the other because of the cologne and perfume. And likewise, we should leave a fragrance wherever we go of the diffusion of the presence and the knowledge of Jesus everywhere we've been. And we are not arrogant because we know who resides in us. He causes us to triumph. He guides you in finances and relationships and in decisions with kingdom results. Watch this. Whatever city you enter, Jesus is giving his followers direction. And they receive you. Eat such things are set before you. And heal the sick there. And say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. When you walk in, things should begin to change. Things should be different. If they receive you, things will change. There are many cultural matters that infiltrated the church, and they prevent us from receiving kingdom truth because they've diluted the principles of God's kingdom, and we've allowed them. Cultural values. Listen, so we have those who come with need. That's basic to all of us. But on top of the need, they have difficulty receiving because there's so much culture and tradition and man-made ideas. People struggle to receive their healing and their deliverance because kingdom is not clear. Clarity is not there. And breakthrough is delayed because we're not submitted to the kingdom value system. We're trying to play too much with the cultural value system. So you have people who, instead of operating by kingdom, say, well, you know, I've got some cultural things I need to do in my secular world, and they're more important to me right now, so I will drop kingdom things I need to be doing right now because I don't have time for these, but I have plenty of time for these, so I won't do these because I need to be doing these. Watch that. Watch, because God and his kingdom has called all of us to serve, and there are no exceptions. We are all serving in his kingdom, all of us. So the minute the culture forces you to stop serving, you've got conflict between his kingdom and the culture. And then you'll wonder why you're struggling for breakthroughs. That's why. Because there's no clarity. Consequently, there's little power. Calvary, we must, listen, maybe I'm carrying what you need. And I've come to visit you tonight in this service and to share what God's laid on my heart. And I'll go back to that passage where it says, when they receive you, listen, and you let them know the kingdom of God has come near to you. We have to position our hearts, our attitudes, clean out those cultural persuasions so we can receive the answer and the miracle we need from his kingdom. That's where the supply is. So I want to get you where God wants you to be. And we have to position ourselves to receive his truth. And then needs are met. And then Jesus' kingdom expands. And then he destroys the strongholds of our adversary. Be ready tonight because there is kingdom expansion ready to happen in this place because it needs to happen in us. And it's all about what God wants to do in our lives. And you're not left out. And you're not last. And it's not over. There is kingdom expansion happening in your life right now. Celebrate that in the house of the Lord. Kingdom expansion. God is unlimited unless we limit him. As they would have limited him in the homes that they were to visit if they were not received. And then it says this, how often they provoked him in the wilderness. Man, I pray God, if I've ever done that to you, forgive me. I never want you to ever use that word in relationship to me. Provoked him in the wilderness and grieved him in the desert. And again they tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. Calvary Christian Center, let God be God. He is God. I mean, he's not some hangout friend that we go to Chili's with after the service. He's God in our lives. He's been dealing with people for thousands of years. He knows what he's doing in every one of our lives, right? God has it all mapped out. He orders our steps. He orders the timing of our steps. His kingdom has order. We serve in place until God changes the season. Remember his words, faithful servant. Faithful servant. I serve where God has me as long as he wants me there. And then when the season changes, he moves me where he wants me to. Notice. Joshua didn't begin until Moses ended. He served until God's time. Remember his words, faithful servant. No matter what ministry we have in the body of Christ, we serve faithfully, gladly. I'm glad to serve, Lord. Here's an announcement in this kingdom atmosphere. Wherever you were is not where you will remain, because when you're faithful in a little, he'll make you ruler over much. Amen? Be faithful. This is not a time to start wandering in wilderness. It's time to claim what God has promised, because it's yes and it's amen. Listen, it's time to go in and possess. Let's not limit God, because we reduce him to how we look at him through culture. Look at him through kingdom. Jesus' son is the king in his kingdom. Are there any people here ready for a kingdom perspective? Anybody here ready to possess your promises? Clarity comes to you through the kingdom. And we are to take territory, not lose territory. So therefore, you ought to anoint your house. You ought to anoint your children. You ought to anoint your place of business and take possession of everything that God's put in your possession. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you. And when you come to occupy, whatever is negative moves out. And it's victory, not defeat. Overcome, because the kingdom is here with us. So when you walk into a room, the temperature spiritually ought to change. You ought to drive out any spirit that does not belong. There should not be able a spirit of division or a spirit of offense. Listen, that should be able to exist when you step into the atmosphere and change it. There should be forgiveness and reconciliation. We are His kingdom. We are kingdom citizens, born again, no longer aliens. We are children of the Most High God. We can step into terrible situations and watch God do a miracle. And when I see, like, it's perspective. Well, listen, it's kingdom perspective. When I see a building boarded up, I see it renovated. I see good things happening in neighborhoods that have fallen into shambles. When I see people acting like it's over, I see a new beginning. When I see a man ready to retire, I see a man God will renew like the eagle. So step into the season of your life. There's fresh anointing coming on your life, fresh glory coming on your life, fresh peace coming on your life. And it doesn't make sense, but it's God's refreshing. Why? Because the kingdom of God is here and should be lived out from us. No terrorists, whether they be from abroad or they've been homegrown here in our own culture under some false, horrible, satanic teaching, should ever intimidate the church to hide in a corner somewhere. Paul said what we did was not done in a corner. He took on the entire Roman Empire with those band of Christians, and before it was over, the Roman Empire had to absolutely secede to what the Christians were doing. Bodies healed. That's what will happen when the kingdom manifests. Brain synapses get restored. Stuff starts firing in the right direction. Emotions get healed. Thank the Lord, amen, under the umbrella of His presence. Marriages come back together. Hope is renewed. And the latter part of your life will be greater. And you'll do more in less time, because time is now on your side in kingdom principles. Because in kingdom principles, you are redeeming the time. In kingdom principles, you are redeeming the time, which simply means even though there's still 24 hours in a day, more is being accomplished quicker. Because you're operating by kingdom principles. Thank you, Lord. Is anybody here tonight ready for the next season of your life? For fresh anointing, for fresh glory, for fresh peace? Let's stand wherever we are.